Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hold up the light, hold up the light, hold up the light, oh ye heaven-bound, hold up the light,
everybody,
hold up the light, let the light shine around the world.
Positivity. We are so blessed to be with you today, and one first thing we want to tell you is you have just landed in love. love above you, love below you, and love all around you. Love that radiates out from your Christed heart. This is where Christ lives. In your heart, there's nothing but pure agape love. And as we take a breath together, we want to give thanks for God for this day, for waking us up this morning, for giving us words to say and a way to be in this land that we're living in, this earthly adventure. We give thanks to God. We give thanks to God for everything that he has done and that he continues to do. I have to tell you all, I am a witness that God has your back. God has your back. I'm here to proclaim. I'm here to declare that God has your back in every single thing. No matter what the situation is that's going on, God is there. God can be your grounding. God can be everything, your shield against everything you come up against in this world. I just love talking about that. And I've had so many miracles that have been happening in my life over the past, since the last time that I was on program. I've had so many things happen that have been very, very positive. And I just want to share one of them with you to show you how God's love works and prayer works. Before we get to our guest who is in the virtual green room today from God's Garage in Kokomo, Indiana. One of my friends literally lost her mind, and she was in her house. I had not talked to her since September, and she was in her house. She lives in Monroe, Louisiana. Someone had to come in. People had to come in. The police had to come in, and they found her where she weighed 86 pounds. This was back in September, and I hadn't heard from her. And my other friend and I had been praying for her. And I want you to know, to show you the power of love, the power of prayer, and the power of what can happen when you just believe and you trust in the Almighty. She called me day before yesterday and told me that everything was better. Everything is, she's back. She'd been on a psych ward, but God brought her back. And you know what she told me that brought her back? It was love. And that she could hear in her mind what I was saying to her and what my other friends were saying to her to bring her back. And it was God. It was those prayers and love that brought her back to sanity and peace of mind. And I just got to praise God for that. I can do my mama shout about that. I can do my mama's holy shout about that. But I wanted to share that with you all over the world as you listen. All things are done when you believe. All things are done when you pray. All things are just done when you just know that you know that you know down in your heart that all is well. I just wanted you all to know that that was a miracle, a miracle. So let's breathe in together. And as we talk about this love and prayer and how things happen in our lives, when we know we have a resource, a refuge, and what we have to remember is declare that everything is in divine order and everything is unfolding for your highest good. And today, what we have on the line with us, Tom from God's Garage. Are you there, Tom?
I'm here.
Oh,
can
right.
You hear me?
I want you. Yeah, I can hear you. Everything is really good. You're coming in clear, 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 clear.
Okay,
so
good.
We had a miracle that happened this morning because we had some technical things that I'll take responsibility for. But thanks to Kayla and Claire at Finding My Way Radio that got everything all worked out. And I want to tell you how I came across this wonderful Crossroads Community Church. Is the name of the church where you go, Tom? Is that the name of the church?
Yes, that's right, in Kokomo, Indiana.
In Kokomo, Indiana. So he's talking to you live from Kokomo, Indiana. And I was in Charlotte, North Carolina to see Oprah Winfrey back in January. And there was a note that came up on some little paper that I was reading in. And I read about God's Garage. And I'm saying there's someone out there doing service and giving service to the community just as we all are required to do. And so I read the article, and I was so impressed. So immediately I called God's Garage and talked to Tom. So, Tom, welcome to Love, Light, and Positivity today.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
tell our listening audience, what was the vision? When did God give you the vision to do God's garage? What is God's garage first? What is God's garage?
Well, God's garage is it's a group of men from our church, and we do have some men that are in other congregations too. But we just we do auto repairs for mostly women, but some men too that are under-resourced and they're suffering hardships of some kind or another. We do a lot of work for single moms and for widows and people that are on disabilities, and we've served over 250 people, done auto repairs, but then we also do during our pantry that we have one Saturday each month, third Saturday each month, we also do fluid checks and tire pressure checks and that type of thing. So this ministry kind of developed out of that work that we were doing at the pantry. We could see that people were not able to afford to get their cars fixed in a lot of cases, because we'd see the same problems on the same cars month after month. So it's always been in my heart since I am a mechanic, and I used to have a shop of my own, but it's been on my heart that this kind of thing needed to be done to help people who were otherwise driving around with cars that were unsafe or they couldn't use their cars at all. We've had single moms come in and the brakes have been out of their car for 2 weeks, but they've still had to drive it because they had to get their children to doctor's appointments or to school and back. And so those needs, we're meeting some of those needs. We've got a really long wait list right now, but we're working through it.
Well, you know, what I heard you say is this is a ministry. Just like you all had the food pantry, you know, you came up with this vision to do this, and you're serving the community. See, a lot of places, a lot of churches have food pantries, or they serve a meal to their congregation, people that are in need. But I had never heard before of people doing auto services, and I think it's such a wonderful, wonderful service and an act of love and kindness and compassion to serve the people that you serve. It's just wonderful.
Well, thank you. But we just give God all the glory. You know, he gave me the talent and I guess the courage to do auto repairs, and the courage to then get this group started, and we feel like we're serving the Lord in a way that he wants us to.
Well, I affirm, I totally agree that you're serving the Lord and you're taking your ministry into the community, into the community where it's needed. And, you know, all people need is a helping hand sometimes. And when they see that other people are willing to help them, it makes them say, God is good to me, and therefore they're going to serve God, you know, give thanks to God. So, that's the way that I feel about it. And I feel like you're doing such a wonderful service. And so where do you get the parts and stuff? If you're fixing things, you got to have parts to fix these cars. Where do you get the parts from?
Well, we get them just from our local parts stores, just your average, you know, AutoZone and that type of parts store that we have in our community. We have accounts with, I think it's 5 different parts stores and a couple of used parts dealers too.
So do they donate? Do they donate the parts?
No, we give free labor, and then we have to purchase the parts, and then we ask the car owner to afford the cost of the parts, and we don't mark the parts up either. We sell them at exactly what we pay for them. But there are times when people can't afford their parts either, and we rely on donations, and we've got some people in our community that have said, you know, if somebody comes in and they can't afford the parts, why, just give me a call and I'll help out with that. And we've done that several times too. But that's not a guarantee that that will always happen. So people should be prepared to have to pay for the parts that we put on their car.
So and when you look at you say you're all staff, you have people on staff that give their labor for free and their time. Again, that is such a wonderful, wonderful service. So who is the minister at Crossroads Community Church?
Well, Chris Duncan is the head pastor, and then one of the pastors that helps us, you know, considerably is Dick Sanborn.
Okay.
And he's kind of our go-to guy at the church, and so he approves of what we do and what we don't do, and sometimes we slide things in past him, but normally he's on top of everything.
Where is this garage located? Is it adjacent to the church, or is it in the community separately?
Well, right now it's just adjacent to the church. We're just working out of the maintenance building at the church right now. But we had a generous donation of a building that's just a mile away from the church, and we're in the process of remodeling it, and we've had people to donate equipment that we needed, and we've also gotten a small grant to buy some equipment with from the Howard County Community Foundation, and we're in the process of making an all repair shop out of that building, so that should be open on March the 30th.
So you are growing. This ministry is really growing, and you have community support. Some community support.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we do. We have community support, and we have generous people that have come alongside us and become friends of God's Garage. But God has also shown me through this article that you read also. He has shown me that he wants other churches to step up and do this very same thing, because when I started thinking about this and formed the group, I was thinking of just our little community, you know. But now God has opened this up to the whole country. I mean, I've been getting calls from all over the country, people wanting to know what it takes to get a group like this going, a ministry like this going. And so we're in the process of putting together a guide, I guess you could call it. We don't really have an official title for it yet, but we're going to put that together and make that available for other churches and other nonprofits to be able to do the same thing that we're doing.
Well, I really would like to have a copy of that when you get it completed, because I have been telling people about this service, and you know, like I said, that the possibilities that can happen when you listen, because God gives each one of us a different vision,
yeah,
and God gives each one of us something different to do in our hearts, and a lot of times. See, you have your organization and Crossroads, and with your leadership and with your pastor's leadership, have planted a seed that's going to grow. It's going to grow. And
it's going to grow.
Yeah, and you're growing. And, you know, and just like I read it, and I also talked to the young lady, what's her name, that wrote the article in the Kokomo paper.
Yeah, Alex Arnett, yeah.
Yes.
Is her name.
Yes.
And from the Kokomo perspective. Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
I mean, she did God's work too, because we had no idea that this was something that other people were wanting to also do in their communities. And by her article has opened up, you know, it has allowed that to be known across the country and encouraged others to do the same thing. And because every community you go in, always the poor will always be among us, you know, it tells us in the Bible. So it doesn't matter where you go, you're going to find this group of people who need their cars worked on, and they can't afford it.
And they can't afford it. And I think that I really do feel like this vision that you had and doing the implementation of it in your community, like I said, that's God's work. That's the way God wants us to be. And that's the way God wants us to be of service. This is how we can serve. This is how we can serve.
Yes, it is.
So I just, you know. And
yeah,
so,
and a lot of time men have a problem with fitting in to that service portion of it. And so this gives, they don't have to be expert mechanics to become a part of a group like this. All they have to do is have the willingness. And as long as you have a few people there that know what they're doing, well, then the other guys can join in and help as well.
So have you all ever thought about incorporating like the high school kids in your area that go to high school as a way for them to learn how to give service and as a way of doing God's work? You know, when kids in high school, sometimes they have a track where they learn a new skill or they learn how to, a lot of different things. Have you all ever thought about working with, I guess, with the colleges and the high school as part of what your ministry is as well?
We have, and we will work on that as soon as things slow down here just a little bit, because, we've only been doing this for a couple of years, and it's snowballing on us right now to the point where we're just trying to get done what we said we would do. Reaching out to the high schools and to we have some young men that are in our group, but we would also like to be able to teach auto repair skills to people that want to learn it, and maybe not even necessarily just high school kids, you know, it could be anyone that has the desire to do this.
Yeah, I think that's a wonderful service. That is such a wonderful thing to do, to learn how to do that and to learn how to do it from people that are God motivated, you know, not
yeah, that's the
people
thing.
That have God in their heart. Yes.
Right.
So
and they can.
How would people get in touch if they wanted to get a copy of the manual once it's completed? You know, we are broadcast all the way around the world, and many different communities are listening to you and I right now. And how would people get in contact if they wanted to later on get a copy of your guidelines for doing this?
Well, the girls at the church are probably not going to want me to give out the phone number, because we've been bombarded with calls anyway, but they can send to the church. The church's address is, if somebody wants to write this down or if you want to and put it out there, the church's address is Crossroads Community Church, and it's 4254 South 00 East West, Kokomo, Indiana 46902, and Kokomo is spelled just like it sounds, Kokomo. And that would be the best way, and because the way the receptance that we're getting from what we're doing, I know it would just light up their switchboard there at the church. So I'll save them that by not giving the phone number, but you can certainly, get a hold of us by mail at that address. So.
Yeah, and they can also Google you. Crossroads Community Church. They can Google it because that's how I found out which church, you know, I found out a lot of information when I put God's Garage and looking for a Crossroads because that was in the paper. I Googled it and I found out all this information. You know, Google has everything on it. Yeah.
I know you can't hide anything from it. But anyway, that's. And that article, they'll find the article if they Google it too. And it went viral on the
Perspective. Kokomo Perspective. Yes. And what's the young lady's name again? Alex?
Alex Arnett is her name.
Alex? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Alex Arnett is her name. She did such a great job. So what, as we wrap things up now, what would you tell our listening audience if they have a dream or a vision? How do they grow it from a dream and a vision to bring it to fruition like you did?
Well, of course, first thing, you know, we always need to pray a lot about what we think that God, it's not always real clear what God is pushing us into. But if we just allow him to guide us, to put the words in our mouths and so forth, if you have a particular talent, God has given you that talent, and he intends for you to use it for his glory.
For his glory.
And, yes, and if a person feels like they need to be using their talent more, there's ways that you can do it because it's a God-given thing, and so therefore there's going to be a need for it out there somewhere. So
you have to move forward and take a leap. You take a leap of faith. To move forward, you have to leap and trust, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you sure do. I mean, you have to gamble a little bit, you know, and have faith that if you stay within God's laws, that it's going to work out just fine. It's going to work for you in a perfect way, in a life-changing way.
And not only would it change your life, you'll recognize it and know that it's changing the life of other people. You know, when you do that, doors open, and sometimes things kind of, you know, because sometimes the way is unclear, okay? But when you trust
it is.
And you pray and keep on moving, God got your back. God got your back.
He does.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're gonna wrap on up now, Tom. We will be back in touch with you, and I want to thank you for coming and being, you know, for your patience with this. Because we've had some details that we had to work on, and you are most gracious.
No, that's fine.
And we want to affirm God's continued blessings, God's continued grace upon you, God's continued protection upon God's Garage, and that you will move forward and that this is going to spread out even further into the world. We're going to put it out into the world because of what you are doing and because of the vision that God gave you. Thank you, Tom, for being on our show today. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
And as we bring our show to a close today, please remember to live your life and live it as love and give love from your heart and give compliments to yourself and to people. And you have used loving words in all that you say. And we will see you next time on Love, Light, and Positivity.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.